State Patrol Lieutenant Nick Wanick says lives will be saved if the blood alcohol limit drops from 0.1 to 0.08. He says people at that level are already slower to turn, brake, and react. Wanick says they often stop people who are below the legal limit.
We do encounter drivers that are below the 0.10 limit, and some of those drivers are impaired at the 0.08 and 0.09 level, and we do take appropriate enforcement action in those cases.
But Ashland County Sheriff John Kovac isn't sure the lower limit will help. He thinks education has already reduced drinking and driving.
I don't think really people drink like they did years ago. I think they're more cautious. Instead of people using a lot of alcohol, they may have one or two drinks.
The proposal by Governor Jim Doyle would mean $8 million more in federal funding next year and twice that in 2005. Toma restaurant owner Ed Thompson says that's blackmail by the federal government. He says lowering the limit won't make roads safer.
It's going to hurt the social drinker. It's not going to get the drunk off the road because he don't care what number you put it at. He's going to be there anyway. It's going to be the person that stops after night for a beer to talk to his friends. Well, why risk it? I might as well just buy a 12-pack and go home.
The proposal must pass both houses of the legislature before it becomes law. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.